This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
What's happening?
You're listening to
The Shade
right here
on Active FM.
On Active FM, mm-hmm. With your hosts,
Session Tower.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And today we have a very interesting show.
Interesting.
Something that's never been done before.
Guys, this is terrible. How are you guys even doing? cut. Can we just redo that again, please? Can we retake?
Oh,
why?
Okay, go again. Take three. Take two. Sorry.
So the intruder in the corner two. Over here, his name is Ryan. Some of you might recognize him from the movie show. But today, we decided to bring him to the shady side of Active FM. Hello, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good.
I must say, I'm not impressed by the way you just come and call the shots here. Does this look like a set? This is not a set, Ryan.
It's set up. Yeah, it's a setup.
It's a setup.
Uh-huh. Oh. I didn't bring my shades. Is it fine?
Oh. Yeah, your shades are perfect, right?
They.
We appreciate you bringing shades with to the recording. It's very
I've got
authentic.
I've Google just to let you know. Mm-hmm. Behind the, it's what do you call it?
No
projection
cheating. No.
The James
you cannot
Bond
have
thingy.
No. So today we are doing a game show, and we are going to be testing Ryan and I. Our knowledge,
yes,
about movies.
Who is the more valuable movie show host?
That's hectic.
That
you just
hectic.
Made it hectic,
yes.
Tabo.
Yes, this is actually a tournament.
Oh,
positioning, a matchup, square off.
Can I ask a rule? If I don't know the name, but I can describe, is that fine? Because maybe you ask a certain character's name, and then I'm going to be like, it's a guy with the black hair, and he's got that face, and he plays in that other movie with so and so.
If I say the name, I get the point.
If you say the name, you get the point.
Damn.
Yep.
Oh, flip. I'm in
I'm
trouble.
I'm actually also nervous, though, because have you ever searched questions on Google about movies, Ryan? Normally, they ask you the oldest or the oddest of movies, and you're like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
You see?
Yes.
Tabo, don't be ugly to us.
No. I have some answerable questions.
Some answerable questions.
That I think you're going to be fine.
And then he has some questionable questions.
Then I have some questionable questions, of course. That only a worthy movie show host will know.
There's only two movie show hosts.
But are you worthy?
Sure.
That's the question.
So this is us finding out if we are worthy of the movie show.
Oh, damn, our numbers are about to drop. There goes our views. We were second on the list last week.
Now we're
Let's
be
see
like,
what happens.
Yes.
No. So Tabo, how is this working?
So, what's going to be happening is I'm going to be giving you five each. So, five questions for Sash and five questions for Ryan. And I have the answers here.
Well, we hope you have the answers with you, because if you don't...
Of course, I have the answers in my head.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I have the actual answers here. And so, I will judge your answering by how close it is to my answers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
five questions each. Winner takes all. You say the name, you get the point.
And time limit?
5 seconds.
5 seconds?
5 seconds to answer the question.
Didn't you say 10?
Before the show, he did say 10.
He said 10.
I would like to fight for 10. Ryan, what do you fight
for? I'm fighting for 10.
Tabo, what do you say?
I'm feeling kind today. So, yes.
Okay. Don't make yourself sound generous,
well, even if you didn't say 10, I would have been like, well, 2 out of 3. So, we're going with 10. Yep. So, kind of.
You guys would.
Your vote was outnumbered.
This is a democracy, dude.
But technically, today, Sash, are representing the movie show. So, I'm the only Shade Show host today. So, I am the law.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I am the law.
I feel threatened.
I can see Ryan.
I feel
trembling.
Like if you are the law, there has to be a gangster movie line that you state saying you are the law.
Dude,
otherwise, it doesn't count. So, prove your lawlessness, your lawfulness to us right now.
And
by saying one line.
And don't forget, where there's law, there's parliament.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Where
mm-hmm.
there's seats and people sitting there.
But also, there's an awesome movie line that he said. Go.
I am Iron Man.
What? As in, you were supposed to make up your own one, man. And you are not Iron Man. That did not... Ryan is not even laughing. He's just like staring at him.
With a big smile on my face.
He's standing in awe. I know. All right. First question. Ryan, in The Matrix, does Neo take the blue pill or the red pill?
He takes the blue pill.
Wrong. He takes the red pill.
No, you lie. It is the red pill.
I'm so glad he didn't ask me that question because I actually don't know.
The blue pill just sounds friendlier.
Oh, my word.
But he didn't go for the friendly option.
The what?
He didn't go for the friendly option. He went for the option that changed everything.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my word.
Makes sense, really.
You can either be Alice tumbling down the... Yeah, I remember that line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Unfortunately, that was the easiest question.
Oh, my goodness.
Of this
what?
Questionnaire.
And I sucked at it. There is no hope for me.
Question two. Sash. Mm-hmm. For what movie did Tom Hanks score his first Academy Award nomination?
Flip, it's there. Wait. Forrest Gump.
Wrong.
Oh, man.
But that was such a good movie.
That was a good movie.
It was. But unfortunately...
Can I try one more?
One more time.
Do I want to try one more time?
One more chance for Sash.
Can I ask a question? Was it an animated film or was it not an animated film?
Not an animated film.
Was it... Sleepless in Seattle? No? No?
Maybe it was an animation film.
Ah!
I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
Big.
Huh?
Big.
It was big. The movie's name was Big.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait.
I know, you won an award for it. Of course it was Big. I didn't even know there was a movie called Big.
Yeah.
We should probably watch that movie, right?
All right.
Make a note.
Next on the movie show. And now word from our sponsor. Next on the movie show. Presenting Big.
Yeah. Okay, this is an intense... This is right. We need to do this, man.
Told
first
you.
Two
this
questions.
This is us against Tabo.
No, this is you against your profession.
I feel like he's making us question our existence.
You do know that we do research before our shows, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Third question, Ryan. What American writer or director starred in several iconic European-produced spaghetti westerns?
I know. I don't know.
Do you know or do you not know?
I have a guess.
Huh?
Do I really want to answer it?
Answer.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh!
Did I get it right? Yes!
First of course. He did. Ah.
And the only reason I know is because he is a director.
Yes, that's
writer,
what I was
thinking. Writer, I wasn't 100% sure about, but.
Oh, that was a good guess, though.
Thank
Clint
you.
Eastwood, eh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good
oh,
actor
wow.
there.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And director.
Wait, can I just ask. What? Spaghetti?
Spaghetti Western.
Westerns.
What does spaghetti Western.
It's a. Isn't it because it was a European Western? So when it's a European, I think I could be wrong. But I think if it's a European Western, they call them spaghetti Westerns.
For real, eh?
I don't know. It could be wrong.
Oh, wow. That answer has
That's
changed my view.
You see, this is good. Guys,
you guys are hectic.
You see, we are educators, but we also, we are humble enough to say that we learn. And I'm learning a lot here. So I already know The Matrix, he took the red pill, right? And already
Tom
I
Hanks
know
won an
Tom
award
Hanks
for Big.
For Big.
There's a movie called Big.
You see, and I'm Tabo. Brilliant, thank you very much. Do continue.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Fourth question. The head of what kind of animal is front and center in an infamous scene from The Godfather? What kind of animal is front and center in an infamous scene from The Godfather?
Hey. A cat.
Wrong.
A bear.
Wrong.
A lion.
Wrong.
A snake.
Wrong.
A tiger.
Wrong.
A dog.
Wrong.
A bird.
Wrong.
A cow.
Wrong.
A pig.
Close to a cow.
Close to a cow.
Way cooler.
A horse.
A horse.
Close to a cow. Ah, that's funny.
After 9 tries, they get it right.
I feel like a horse is in most movies though. So like, it made it sound like it's one animal that you don't often see in movies.
It's The Godfather.
Right?
Like, gangsterism and stuff, right?
Yep.
Godfather.
All right, just to give you a heads up, a spaghetti western is also known as an Italian western. So it's because it's the European.
I'm even more lost now.
Because you know the Italians like spaghetti.
And pasta and stuff.
Yeah, so I think that's why it.
European. Wait, a European western?
So it's not a. It's not. You know, westerns are normally Texas, America, cowboys versus aliens. What am I saying? Cowboys versus Indians.
That sounds nice. Cowboys versus aliens.
There is a movie called Cowboys versus aliens. But now these were set in Europe, not in Texas.
But the Western is the States because it's the west part of the
US.
No,
Western is cowboy.
Yeah, because of the west side of...
Yes, but now in Europe.
Damn.
Yeah.
For real, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're gentlemen, eh?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, today I've come. I'll be shooting you all down. Please stand by. Stand in a row. Single file, please.
And they shoot all of them.
Okay, now please. If I shoot, please run into my bullet in case I'm, you know.
Wow.
Spaghetti Western.
Okay, next question. Okay, for this one, I'm expecting an answer, people. This is a very simple one.
I feel like we've been giving answers the whole time.
I knew this one.
Oh, okay.
So that should state the standard of this question. Question. Who wrote the screenplay for the movie Rocky?
Sylvester Stallone.
It was Rocky, yeah. Right?
Yes.
How can you...
No, of course it's right.
I think we've come across that before. We've spoken about that in one of our movie shows.
And he bought... He sold it. No, he didn't sell it. The money he made from the film, he bought his dog back. Because he had to sell his dog. He was so poor.
Yeah.
For real.
Mm-hmm. And then...
What a great idea, eh?
And he refused. He wanted to be the main actor.
Wait.
He refused to sell it.
Wait, let's think about this. So he probably borrowed money from the bank to make the movie. That's big.
That is huge. Oh, hey, my word.
Who thinks that big? Was it even about the dog in the first place?
It was about the dog. He's like a real life John Wick, in a way. Sort of, without the dog dying.
Wow. Tabo, at that point you said, speak about John Wick. Next question.
No.
Oh, flip.
Okay. Question number 5. Question number 6.
Note to editor.
Yeah. What is the highest grossing movie of all time when not taking inflation into account?
Currently.
Currently.
Isn't it Endgame?
No, I think that was the second or third highest
It's
grossing.
Either Titanic, Avatar, or Endgame.
Aha. Uh-huh. What was his name?
James Cameron made Avatar. Avatar and Titanic were 1 and 2. Didn't Endgame overtake them?
I'm going Avatar or Titanic?
Both.
I'm going with Avatar. I don't know why. I've got my gut just tells me.
Oh, that is close. But this is...
Titanic. I'm going with Titanic.
No.
I'm going with Endgame.
It's Endgame.
I said Endgame first.
There was a question.
No,
with it.
I said you're Endgame, like, and then you were like, no, it's not. So then I gave you the top three, Ryan. In fact, I'll give you the order. It's Endgame, Titanic, Avatar.
Too late. I already gave the answer.
You say the name, you get the point.
You see?
I said the name first.
You said, was it?
Then I answered, wasn't it Endgame? There. Answer.
Huh?
No, Sash.
Remember, he makes
Ryan, you just took the answer from me. Like, you literally just stole the answer from me.
Sorry.
Question number 7. Who played Detective Rick Deckard in Blade Runner?
Which Blade Runner? Harrison Ford. Ah!
Damn.
Harrison Ford. There isn't. Ryan Gosling was the newer Blade Runner. No. Yes, I think.
Okay, I wouldn't have. Never. I don't even watch the trailer.
Oh.
So lost right there.
There's a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
Did you know that, Tabo?
I wouldn't recommend it, though. We didn't watch the full thing. There's like hectic nudity in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who was the first and only woman of color to win the Oscar for Best Actress? First and only.
There's only been one colored actor.
Yeah. Woman.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Oscar. One and only. Undefeated. Undisputed. Alone.
Do we get to 50-50 phone friend?
I have can we guess?
5 guesses.
Okay, my first guess is Kerry Washington.
No. Right?
What is... You see now no faces. Whitney Houston.
No, she was a singer.
She was a singer.
Yes, Whitney Houston.
Oh, she did act. She did act, though.
Whitney Houston sang.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was in The Bodyguard.
Yeah.
But she did... She was a singer. But she also acted.
Wait. Also acting, yeah.
Oscars, is it acting?
No, Oscars is acting. Yes. Yeah. Not singing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Famous black woman actor.
Is she still alive?
Yes, she's still alive. Very alive.
Is she old?
No.
Did she play in Endgame?
Okay, she's old, but she doesn't look old.
What movie did she act?
See, I don't...
Famous black woman.
There's lots of famous black women.
Actors.
And there's lots of famous black women actors.
Name them.
Actresses, should we say.
Name them.
That moment you hit a blank.
Oh my word.
Their faces are there, but their names are...
Say their names.
There was the problem. One that was in... Oh, Flip. She was in Divergent. She was also in... I don't know what her name is now. Can't remember.
Alicia Keys?
She's a singer, right?
She's been in a movie.
Ryan is just naming singers.
Zendaya!
No.
Ah!
Oscar Zendaya. No, way too young.
What about... but you say she's quite old, right?
Oldish.
Yeah. Okay.
Now 40s, I think.
That's not old, dude.
That isn't old.
Okay, cool.
Okay, give us a clue of a movie.
You'll know.
Was she in Battleship?
He hasn't watched that.
I
don't think it's her.
What is that chick's name?
Rihanna.
Yeah.
No.
It's not her.
Famous actress. Black
Rihanna
actress.
Was in Battleship. She was acting.
But she's not known for her acting.
Fine.
This person is known for her acting.
Please give us a clue.
No. I feel like the clues will...
Okay, what does her name start with?
No way.
Which clue? Give us the clue which isn't going to give it
five
away.
5 guesses.
I only know Whitney Houston.
Oh, my word.
I told you, I don't know names. I'm good with faces.
Her best movie run was in the
2000s. Was she in Wakanda?
No.
In the 2000s. Are you saying from 2000 to 2000 until what? So
2000.
Oh, okay.
Now, throughout.
All right.
Since from the 2000s.
I feel like you should give us a clue.
X-Men.
Oh my goodness.
Hailey Berry.
Hailey Berry.
Ah!
Oh.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I really would not have guessed
That's
that.
That's why I said.
You could have said H. I wouldn't have gotten it if it was an H, probably.
I could have said Catwoman.
You could have said Catwoman.
You would have known.
Yeah, I would have. But that Houston. Catwoman was whack. That was really
Whitney
whack.
Houston, right?
She did act, though.
She's an actor, dude.
I did not know. You see, we're all learning here.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
We are.
This
we
is
are.
A learning experience.
I should have asked you that question.
Which movie did
Which
Whitney Houston...
Which famous woman of color was in Bodyguard?
And was also a singer. Was a singer.
Beyonce.
And died in the last...
Actually, we could have said Beyonce, too, because she acted as well.
Who played Martin Luther King Jr. in the 2014 biopic Selma?
I can tell you the cinematographer.
Really?
Yes, it's the same guy that did Han Solo.
And that is correct. Ryan, congratulations.
Was that your next question?
No, that was the answer.
What was the answer?
No, I took the answer because Ryan knows the movie.
Oh.
So he gets to take the point.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
So who's the actor?
The actor's name is David Oyelowo. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like you just took his answer because you didn't want to say the guy's name. But that's a serious thing, actor's name, saying their name. We always have to check pronunciation before
American,
our shows.
He's American, right? He's American,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's American.
I see his face.
I don't think I've watched that movie.
I haven't watched it either.
I have Martin Luther King's face in
yeah,
my head.
Yeah.
Okay, last question.
Already?
Wait, what's the score?
No clue.
We're doing well. That's
no
the
clue.
Score.
Yes, we are doing
good. You guys are good.
We've been able to answer.
You guys are good. Next question. Joaquin Phoenix received his first Oscar nomination for playing Roman Emperor Commodus in what 2000 Oscar winning epic?
Oh my goodness, I thought you were going to ask us about the Joker.
No.
In say that so he won an Oscar for who?
For playing the Roman Emperor Commodus in what 2000 Oscar winning epic?
We can guess, right?
Yeah, there's only one Oscar winning 2000 epic.
Okay, yeah, we don't know the movies that won every year. Was it?
I don't even watch the Emmys, right? Those awards.
Yeah.
I actually have his face in my mind.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know what he looks like.
Was it
when you think of epic movies, what movie first comes to your head?
Gladiator?
Yes.
Was it the Gladiator?
Yes, Gladiator.
I didn't know that was him though. I actually just clicked it to him now. I'm like, oh, Flip, that was him.
Wow.
It was him.
That one I didn't learn anything.
I wanted to say Troy, but then I was like, no, Troy was Greece, the Greek Empire, not the Roman Empire. That's what made me stop.
I didn't even know that.
Toy with Brad Pitt and Orlando Bloom.
Yeah. The Roman and Greek.
Oh, okay.
Wow, okay.
Troy is a city in Greece.
Wow.
Okay, bonus question.
Ah!
Bonus question. Apparently that wasn't the last one. What is the highest grossing foreign language film at the US box office? Highest grossing foreign language film.
That Black is Panther? A very good question.
No. Hint.
Hint. Uh-huh. Did they speak in a foreign language?
Yeah, throughout. No English, zero.
The Passion of the Christ.
The Passion of the Christ!
Oh, brilliant. Okay, awesome.
Bonus question.
Wow.
I like this.
Bonus question. How many suns does Luke's home planet of Tatooine have in Star Wars?
Two.
Yeah, Ryan, you're the Star Wars person. You go, Ryan. Go, Ryan.
Yeah. And that is it.
So we passed, right? I would say we are worthy of the movie show.
Are they going to play like theme music over this and stuff? Because like when you start, I hear the dramatic music. And then now when I heard, okay, that is it. Congratulations. And this was another awesome movie.
And it's funny how we don't know how many questions was asked. We don't even know how many you got.
The viewers,
we got two wrong. I know we got two wrong. The first two were wrong. The rest of them... we guessed our way up until... Mm-hmm. Except, no, we got Halle Berry. Even though you gave us...
still got sure, it. I'm not
still
sure.
Still got it. Okay, half a point for that one at least.
But you have proved your worth. And we can say that the movie show hosts are worthy.
They know their stuff.
They do know their stuff.
Ryan, you know, we actually do know. I was shocked. I thought we were going to do horribly at this.
Me too.
Yeah.
I must say.
Because there's so many movies. You can't know everything about every one of them.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We did a show where we let Google do our movie quiz for us. And it played the lines for them. It played the scene. You know, like, where you going over there, boy? Sir, I'm just going... like, the whole music, like, that piece.
And then you have to guess what movie it is from.
And it was like... hmm? Okay, I took all of the... like, all of them and I picked out the best ones. So that it would make it easier. And for me, I was just like, me? Really? What? What is that? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. No! Avengers! Yeah.
Some of them you can hear though.
Yeah.
Some of them you either pick Depends up music on what they... or you pick up the famous line or... yeah. But most of the time...
Father would have been proud. Oh, I know that one. I know that one. It's from Thor.
Thor!
That was Loki. Yes, just before he died. Yeah.
Right. I feel like there possibly could be a line like that in Thor.
Yes.
There is.
Right. Thought you were making it up for a second. No. And then I was like, no, but that sounds like a thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's how good he is.
Right.
You think it makes up lines, but it doesn't.
No, I watched Thor on Saturday.
Yeah, me too.
I really did. Ragnarok. I watched Ragnarok on Saturday.
Oh, for real?
That was a brilliant movie.
It's funny. It's really
that movie,
funny.
In my opinion, don't shout at me. That is the best Marvel movie made so far. Obviously, there's Endgame. But if I had to look at the other one, Thor Ragnarok was my favorite.
It was good.
And I think it was the humor.
Totally different.
Yes.
In the movie. Yeah, Hulk was funny as well.
Especially with Hulk Korg. Korg was hilarious.
Yes, Korg! Yeah. And you know, Korg was the director. The director of the film, Taika Waititi. Yeah. He played Korg.
She even knows the name. She remembers the name. Do you know that So the reason why I watched it is because I had a friend come up to me. He was like, hey, dude, you'll never guess what we watched. You just watch it again. It's really funny. And I was like, do you know that the director... I didn't even mention the name. I was like, do you know that the director is the same director? Blah, 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 and, blah, blah, and the guy... That, I didn't even know the name. I was just like, the guy. The guy. He's New Zealand. The guy. Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew you guys knew so much. You know what? Let's wrap it up.
Time was it all.
Let's wrap it up.
All right. So this has been The Shade on Active FM.
And the movie show hosts are worthy of the movie show.
Conclusion.
Once again, surprisingly, they have overcome the odds.
Once again, I feel like this was the first time.
Once again.
But you know, we do it on a weekly basis, so.
We overcome the odds.
On a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, we were the reason why that people cancelled their Netflix
subscriptions
because of our show. Because nothing was really happening, and then we did our show, we released it, and next minute...
The numbers just shot up.
Yeah, the one judge there in Texas listened to our show, and she was like, oh, what? No, I'm going to do something about this. Put my foot down.
Took them to criminal court.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you saved
We
people.
Did.
Saved generations.
We did, yes.
Now the hero music's playing in the background.
Definitely.
I'm proud to be here with you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. But unfortunately, we have to come to the end of the show. Yes. But if you're missing Active FM, go check out our social media pages. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab, and Reddit. And we are on WhatsApp. You can WhatsApp us. Our number is on Instagram.
You guys can also catch us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and YouTube. Look under your table. We're there. And most importantly, we have a wonderful site. www.activefm.co.za.
Yeah. But thank you so much, Ryan. First, we say thank you to our guests.
Thank you to Ryan.
Okay.
Ryan, we normally don't say thank you to people on The Shade. We normally shade them.
Yes. Yeah.
Prank call, moan at them, laugh at them. Yes. Yeah. But thank you for joining us, Ryan.
I brought my tissues. I guess I didn't need them.
Don't push it, Ryan.
He was prepared. Shades, tissues. But from The Shade, we are signing out.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, nah, nah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, nah. If my God is for me, tell me who'd be against me. Tell me who's standing near me. Tell me who wants to tell me. If my God is for me, tell me who'd be against me. Tell me who's standing near me. Tell me who'd want to tell me. Yeah. This is the story of my life, oh. Many men try to bring me down, oh. But if my God says this and his word says this, then it's already done, oh. They can come, I don't care, though. My God has got me in a lock, oh. And he's showing, he's showing, he's showing, he's showing, he's showing me die. It's shall worry, let me. I shall die, me by me. It's that he's fair to me. Who me call, I'll call you. It's shall worry, let me. I shall die, me by me. It's that he's fair to me. Who me call, I'll call you. If my God is for me, tell me who be against me. Tell me who's standing there. Get it all wrong like a typo. But when I trust your ways and I trust your will, then I'm already right though. Without you in my life, oh, I get it all wrong like a typo. But you're there for me, you care for me, you always got me. I know they're coming for me. No weapon formed against me, yeah. To prosper, take a shot down for my sake, oh, yo. It's your world, let me. Tell me who's standing near me. Tell me who'd wanna get me. If my God is for me.
Tell me who'd be again.
Nobody.
Tell me who's standing there.
Nobody.
Tell me who'd wanna dare me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if my God is
to our MO place.